Senate Republicans, Mayorkas must explain why he freed into U.S. illegal alien accused of murdering Laken Riley. By John Binder on February 28, 2024. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are giving Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas until the end of next week to explain why an illegal alien, now accused of murdering 22-year-old nursing student Laken Riley, was released into the United States with parole from the southern border. On February 23, 26-year-old illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra from Venezuela was arrested and charged with kidnapping and murdering Augusta University nursing student Laken Riley the day prior while she was out for a morning jog around the University of Georgia campus in Athens. According to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency, Ibarra arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in September 2022 near El Paso, Texas, and was quickly released into the nation's interior by DHS. Ibarra benefited from President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, which provides border crossers with parole to be released into the U.S. interior with a court date for an immigration hearing years, sometimes almost a decade, out. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee said Mayorkas must explain what urgent humanitarian reason or significant public benefit justified the decision to give Ibarra parole and thus release him into the U.S. interior. The senators write, "Regarding the use of parole, you testified on November 8, 2023. We make our decision on case-by-case basis. That must also apply to Ibarra's grant of parole." Emphasis added. "We demand that you show us your work. No later than March 8. Please provide us with a copy of the case file for Jose Antonio Ibarra, including the record showing what urgent humanitarian reason or significant public benefit justify the decision to grant him parole." Emphasis added. Senators Lindsey Graham, RSC, Chuck Grassley, RIA, John Cornyn, RTX, Mike Lee, RUT, Ted Cruz, RTX, Josh Hawley, RMO, Tom Cotton, RR, John Kennedy, RLA, Tom Tillis, RNC, and Marsha Blackburn, RTN, signed the letter. Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, Tom McClintock, RCA, and Mark Green, RTN, are asking for the same information on Ibarra and how he entered the U.S. Before making his way to Athens, Ibarra was arrested in New York City for allegedly injuring a child and violating motor vehicle rules. Thanks to the city's sanctuary policy, Ibarra was released from jail instead of being turned over to ICE agents. Months before Riley's murder, in October 2023, Ibarra was arrested for shoplifting at a Walmart in Athens. A bench warrant was issued in December 2023 after he failed to appear in court. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.